This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellance, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Technology Council Conference and also CUNA's Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. It's a mouthful. There's a lot of conference stuff going on here, but great, great people here, great content, and we have a great crew here from Eltropy. Gentlemen, welcome to the Studio Lounge, and let's do some introductions. Let's mind our manners here. Right next to me, we have Eltropy's very own Tim Pranger. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing good. Happy to be here. Thank you.
And then right next to Tim, we have Murali Mahalingam.
Perfect.
I got it. Yes. Also from Eltropy. So yes. How's the show going for you guys?
It's been great so far.
It's been great.
A lot of good information.
Indeed.
Good sessions.
Yeah. Indeed. So the big news this year was that Eltropy acquired Pop.io, which you were a big part of. Tim,
I like to think so.
So how's that going so far? Get a quick little update before we venture down the other topics of the interview.
It's going great. I think you know, there's a lot of work on both sides happening and trying to unite what we saw as the best video banking solution and the best texting solution in the market and make that one wonderful solution for all the credit unions here.
All in one, one-stop shop, basically.
A complete digital communication platform.
Yeah, really good stuff. Mariah, I'm going to get your perspective on the joining of these forces.
Exactly. So 3 months ago this time, you know, Eltropy acquired my old startup called Mars0.ai.
Eltropy's been busy gathering fine organizations.
This is all AI company in the communication space. So we are trying to, like Tim mentioned, bring it all together into one integrated platform. And we are heavily invested in making sure our customers get to see the product in one solution.
It sounds like you guys are setting the table for 2023. This is kind of the year that you get everything organized, get everything prepared, get on the launch pad, if you will, and then next year, oh my gosh, watch out. So speaking of that, how's the conference going? Any takeaways, any highlights for you guys? Murali, I'll let you go first. Anything stand out for you from the conference so far?
This is my first CUNA conference.
Okay.
So I'm super impressed by the kind of audience, the presence, and the kind of the quality of the sessions that I've been seeing.
It's an impressive crew for sure.
Yes.
For sure, yeah.
There is a lot of new information that I'm taking back in terms of how credit unions are seeing the future. Mm-hmm. So those are all going to be very helpful in shaping the future of our product.
Indeed. It's all good. It's all good for credit unions. Tim, what anything stand out for you?
I was just excited to win the People's Choice Award for the afternoon sessions yesterday.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then listening to him speak, and then you just see, you know, the thinking, the collective thinking. I think vendors show and represent what credit unions are thinking most of the time, and there's so much AI here. There's so much about what's going on and how do we take self-service, automate what's on top of that, and then deflect to humans when we need to.
Yeah, I think every other conversation I've had in here is about AI has been kind of somewhere that theme has run throughout. So for sure, yeah, you're on that big time. All right, so let's talk about enhancing the member experience with conversational intelligence. So it was a breakout session. So Murali, I think the stage is yours.
Yeah, absolutely. So I took the opportunity to introduce the credit union audience of what we mean by conversation intelligence and how important it is. How do you bring trust, conversations, and relationships all into one form? We call it conversation intelligence, which is important for the credit unions because you know, it's all about the trust and it's all about the human touch and operating in a digital world.
Indeed. And so give me an example of how it would work.
Yes.
So, I mean, how does it, obviously it benefits the credit union and the member, but how does that process work?
Right. That's for instance, you can imagine conversation intelligence as sort of a technology that listens to what we are talking right now. At the end of this interview, if you are able to get a complete conversational intelligence data. What I mean by that is data on how the interaction went. What was the mood like?
Yeah.
What did how much of airtime did Tim speak versus Murali versus Mark. So that level of intelligence, it helps credit unions listen to every conversation that's happening between them mm-hmm. and the members, mm-hmm. understanding the members' perception of the brand
right.
and members' needs and behaviors. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to for the credit unions to really make the right efficiency improvements to improve their agent performance mm-hmm. and the member experience as such.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's the next step after that, after gathering that information?
Exactly. So, yeah. It's all about understanding the members' behaviors mm-hmm. and the needs to impact the member experience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the whole idea.
And we're all looking for that magical member experience these days.
Yes.
You guys provide that from the video side of it, right?
Yes, so, definitely.
So where does the video side of it kind of mesh with the voice part of it?
Yeah, so I think it's just a continuum of conversations, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. I've always liked to look at every member interaction as a conversation. And one of the first things that we integrated with Eltropy is the ability to end a video call and immediately transition it to text.
Right.
And at the same time, what Morali's been doing with the AI, we can now transcript that video, we can look at the transcript from the text, see the customer sentiment over time, mm-hmm. and now you have communication, automation, and intelligence mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in that one-stop
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, and you see patterns in there?
Yep.
Is that kind of what you're looking for as well?
Yes, patterns.
Behaviors,
yeah, absolutely.
Attitudes.
The yes. way I see this is, if you're trying to get intelligence from conversation, you need to automate your systems first.
Oh, completely.
Because automation gives you a lot of data. Mm-hmm. So once you have all the data and information, you're able to build intelligence. But for you to automate your processes, you need the communication layer mm-hmm. that opens mm-hmm. up a lot of new channels for you, like the video, voice, chat, mm-hmm. Beyond the text. Mm-hmm. So looking at that entire solution set holistically is important to craft your digital strategy.
Right, right. And you need that automation because there's so much information that I don't think manually, could you imagine doing something like this? That's impossible.
Yeah. No.
Impossible.
Today, about 4% of conversations get listened to. And if you're a leader of a call center, you're making improvements based on the 4% of calls that you mm-hmm. listen to. Mm-hmm. But with AI, now you're able to listen to 100% of the calls without adding new agents or new resources.
Oh,
that's
cool.
The power
okay.
of AI and
yep.
CI.
Yeah, yep. Keeps that overhead low, exactly. but at the same time enhancing the service, right?
Exactly.
So
yes.
yeah, that's what it's all about today.
Exactly.
Goodness. Any other takeaways here that you guys want to share with us on this topic? Because, I mean, it's obviously a very important one, and again, 2023 is going to be an amazing year, especially in this area.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was approached by a few credit union leaders after my presentation mm-hmm. of conversation intelligence about how do they go about implementing conversation intelligence, because their contact center is about 20 agents and 25 agents. It's not about the size of the contact center, it is about the impact that you want to make to your members.
Mm-hmm.
So our sweet spot is the size of a credit union where the conversations are happening in multiple channels, and at the same time you don't want to add additional resources to use that intelligence
right.
to impact the member experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a good sweet spot for us.
Yeah, no doubt. Efficiency at its finest right there.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Agreed.
So what's next? What are we looking for? And like I said at the beginning, it sounds like you guys are really on the launch pads, getting all your ducks in a row, so to speak, for 2023. So what's next on the agenda for you guys?
Yeah, I
Is
think...
Is it just a takeoff, basically?
Basically, I think we got to put that rocket ship all together, because all those pieces are coming from different places
yeah,
right now. So
yeah.
just finish and polish what's going out the door, and then let that thing sail.
Light that candle, as they say.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to be watching you guys. Yeah, really exciting year for you all this year, obviously. But
yes,
then next
absolutely.
Year, I think it's, yeah, like you say, you can put everything together, and oh my goodness, watch out. So,
yes.
Yeah. All right, guys, anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts here, Morali?
Thanks for the opportunity,
oh,
and also
welcome.
Excited to be here. I think 2023 is going to be, like you said, rocket ship year for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Because
we're
going to make all the investments that Eltropy has made
right.
through acquisitions. And at the end of the day, customers need one vendor and a one-stop shop for the whole
solution.
Exactly.
It makes it so much easier for them,
yes.
right? So they don't have to go out to multiple places to
yes.
get this stuff. So,
and
yeah.
that's what we're going to be focused on.
Right on. Right
yeah.
on.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know, it's the same story I've been telling you for a few years now. It's let's just challenge what can and cannot be done everywhere that member might be. And I'm excited to see all the tools that we've put together
yeah.
now.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to yeah. be cool. All right, guys, I'll let you get back at it. Thanks again for your time.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Go check them out at Eltropy. And, yeah, sky's the limit for you guys. Well done.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.